Now, in the what are the rooms? Some of the names of the rooms in this house.
Well, there was just one room that my granddaddy had got finished. He died of typhoid fever when he was fairly young. I guess my daddy was just 4 years old, and there was just the one big room, and I have it back to the one original room now. Mm-hmm. Now I can remember when he put a partition in it, because Scott and I insisted on playing back at the far end, and to make us stay up close to the fire, he put a partition through there, and there was two beds in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was two beds in the front room, and then he had a shed-like thing out there for a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first memory of it. And then later he built more rooms, and then I've built more. It's been built about around and around. But I still have the old original.
Uh-huh. It's been built on to the...
And it's the partition's out, and it's back just like it was, and it has the same old ceiling in it that he put there. Only my daddy had started painting it, which I wish he hadn't.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to have it just the way it was, a smooth white pine.
And that was inside the walls?
Yeah, the overhead and walls.
Uh-huh.
And but he painted it the first time I can remember him painting it. It was smoke black as far as that goes. I guess it's white painted.
Yeah.
So near black. It was a dark red. That's the first thing I did. That was the first thing I did when I got to teaching, when I was making all that $30 a month and going to school 6 months out of here.
Uh-huh.
I got enough money to paint that thing a light color.
Uh-huh. You like that better. Now,
and this year, this spring, I used to do all the painting and build all the cupboards and everything. But this spring, Bruce Hawkins, his oldest boy, is an awful good painter. He paints everywhere, busy all the time.
Uh-huh.
People just calling for him all the time. He come down here and paint. I was just asking him if he'd paint the overhead, because I thought at 78 years old, I didn't have any business up on ladders. I'm trying to not get a hip break.
Yeah.
And I thought if he'd paint the overhead, I could do the walls. But when he got through, I said, well, now, if you've got time, I wish you'd just go and do the walls for me. Yeah. So he did.
Oh, that's good.
And awful nice about it.
A room where they, in some houses that have, they have a room where guests are entertained.
That's, yeah, a living room.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've made this into.
All right. Now, what, you call that large piece of furniture that might have three cushions on it?
At that time, that was a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
S-O-F-A. Sofa.
And what did they call later?
Oh, couches. Now, let's see, what do they call now? They're something different now. Oh, at one time we called them settees.
Uh-huh. That was the same thing?
Yeah.
There's
an extra piece, and when you got up rich enough, you had a settee in your room. Boy, you was going to talk to them.
I
have one in there that they later called these little narrow ones a love seat.
Uh-huh.
And I was fortunate to get one of them that was selling out living over here for $14, I believe. Somebody had offered her 10, and anyway, I gave her, I believe it's 13 or 14.
Uh-huh. Now, in the bedroom, the piece of furniture where you put your clothes that you had
a chist.
Uh-huh. Now what was it?
They called it a chist. Then later we called it a chest.
Yeah.
And now we call it a wardrobe.
Uh-huh.
Now that a chest of drawers sometimes.
Now is a wardrobe the same thing as a chest of drawers?
No. A wardrobe is upright like this with shelf, maybe a shelf right across top, and then a place to hang your clothes that.
Uh-huh.
And doors that opens both ways. And the chest was made up of drawers.
How about one with a mirror on it?
Well, now that was called a dresser.
Uh-huh.
And it had usually three or four drawers that you could put the clothing thing in. Uh-huh. I have one of them out in the log house.
Now, where's the log house?
It's just out back of this one.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you use that for?
I use that for people spend their honeymoons.
Uh-huh, is that right? Uh-huh.
Well, this man and woman was here a few minutes ago spent their honeymoon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They wrote and asked me before they got married if they could spend their honeymoon in my log house. I have a double